La Push, baby. It's La Push.
Me? A princess? Shut up!
I'll have what she's having.
There's no crying in baseball!
Hey guys, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Shannon, and we're two chicks who like to watch flicks.
Yes, we are.
We are back at it again with a classic from 2003, Haunted Mansion.
A movie this time. I feel like we haven't done a movie in a while.
I know, and yeah, I mean, it's we're changing up our formatting. Our subject matter is evolving.
Yeah. So. Tell us if you like it. I don't know if people like it or if they don't like it. I like it.
We like it, so that's all that matters.
True. We're just going to keep doing what we want.
Any life updates since we last recorded?
Not really. Just been working. I've only had, 2 days off since I got back from Georgia.
That's crazy.
Two full days. You know, because working night shift is kind of weird when you have a day off.
Yeah, it's not really a day off.
No, it's a night off, and, you can't really do anything at night, so.
Yep.
But anyways, nothing crazy.
Yeah, nothing crazy for me either. I've been busy, but, a boring busy, you know? Just, doing mundane things. So, that's pretty much it. For me,
I'm ready for the cold. I'm so sick of being hot outside. I
hate the cold.
I don't. I like the cold.
I'm already annoyed when I wake up in the morning and I go outside and it's cold.
Oh my gosh. And cold in Georgia is not even cold.
Yeah, but it's a humid cold, so it does feel pretty chilly sometimes.
Oh my goodness.
It does. I've talked to some of my patients who are from less humid states where it is colder, and they're it does kind of suck being humid and cold down here, doesn't it? And I was like, yeah, it freaking does.
It sucks being humid and hot though too.
Yeah, it does. But I'd rather be warm than cold. Dang. I hate being cold.
I don't. I'd rather bundle up than have to take things off, because you feel so much you can take off.
No matter how much I bundle up, I'm still freaking cold.
Just your nature.
Yeah, so I'd rather be hot, because then I can do fun stuff go to the pool or the lake.
Oh my goodness.
Or literally anything that I want to do. Well, I guess we can get into the movie since we don't have any crazy updates.
I was trying to think about if I've watched anything new recently.
Oh.
That we could talk about, but I haven't.
So I have been watching House of the Dragon, which you literally have only watched one episode of.
I know. I'm getting so behind. I keep seeing stuff on TikTok about it. Oh my gosh. I keep seeing stuff on TikTok about it.
Because we could do an episode after the season finale.
Well, how many more episodes is it?
Well, there's two left. It's a 10-episode season.
Well, maybe I'll watch an episode tonight. I don't know.
It gets really good.
I've been, feeling I don't know. I just haven't felt watching anything crazy. Yesterday, though, I will say, I just randomly started playing Disney movies. Uh-huh. Old Disney Channel movies on TV when I was making dinner and then, uh-huh. Getting ready for bed. And I watched The 13th Year.
Oh, I love that movie.
Which I do too, but I forgot that it's cheesy. Give him, it's really cheesy, and I forgot they give him scales, and it it really I don't know what, I was watching it and I was oh my god, this is making me uncomfortable. And then
classic.
I randomly watched that movie Read It and Weep. Read it.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
About?
Yeah, I do. Where, her diary or something.
I remember when it first came out, and I was like, this is kind of a boring movie.
Is it still boring?
Yeah, it's kind of just kind of really, it's really stupid, honestly.
Interesting.
Because it's her diary gets out, and she becomes an awful person.
Yeah, I honestly haven't seen that movie in so long that I couldn't tell you a single thing it's about. So
yeah. Well, her diary gets put out there as a book, and then she becomes like an awful person to all of her friends, and that's pretty much the base of this movie.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and recommend that you watch House of the Dragon, because I think you'll really like the rest of the season after the first episode.
Very well.
And, I mean, you literally liked Game of Thrones, so.
I know. It's just like, you know, Game of Thrones and everything, you have to pay attention to that. And, like,
yeah, recently, you do.
I've been, like, wanting to, like, read a book while I have it on the background, and I don't want to pay attention to things. So that's why I've been, like, rewatching Gilmore Girls and stuff like that, because I've already seen it, so I don't have to pay attention to it.
I also started reading the first Game of Thrones book, which I did. I read the first one, like, right after high school. When I was watching Game of Thrones, like, I mean, I watched till the end, but I started watching it in high school, and then I read the first book, and I really liked it, but then I never finished reading the series, so now I'm gonna start, and I'm gonna actually finish.
Well, he hasn't even finished
I'm gonna finish what's out of the series, because apparently there's, like, a lot more detail in the book, and, like, is explained. Like,
isn't, like, the direwolf, like, it's more prominent in the books, I think.
Yes, I think, yeah, so far it seems to be more prominent, and,
I feel like Tabitha told me that it's, like, a lot more prominent in the book. Like, so there's more involved with it. Yeah. Because in the show, you know, they just randomly come back at the end of the season, like,
yeah,
or the series weird. With, like, Arya. Where, like, her...
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, anyway... I'm reading that because I'm trying to get back and I'm trying to, like, have better self-care habits, like, not, like, taking bubble baths and stuff, but, like, reading and, like, and going to the gym and, like, doing stuff to actually take care of myself, you know, because I feel like reading is probably better than, like, watching TikTok.
Probably, but, I mean, you can do both.
The problem is, yeah, but you're somebody who has, like, self-control, you know, and... I have self-control about some things, but when it comes to, like, entertainment, I will sit and watch, like, my Instagram reels for, like, hours. You know what I mean?
I think it's so funny. Guys, Shannon deleted her TikTok.
And now I just watch
reels. She watches Instagram reels all the time. So every time I have to send her something on TikTok that's, like, annoying. Funny.
I don't watch it.
I have to message it to her because she doesn't have a freaking TikTok.
But the problem is, so... The reason I deleted TikTok is I feel like all the videos I started getting were, like, very negative and very, like, I don't even know. They were making me
You funny ones. I need you to get back on TikTok so I can send you the funny ones.
But my algorithm was really negative. But Instagram Reels, most of my algorithm is just, like, cute animals. So, like, it's positive.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is we're about to do the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
The 2003 movie.
Is there another movie called The Haunted Mansion?
According to the Wikipedia, there was a Hong Kong horror film in 1998 called Haunted Mansion.
Oh, interesting. And we're talking about the Disney one, so...
Yes, and they're releasing a reboot of The Haunted Mansion we're talking about next year, supposedly.
Oh, you know what? It's because they can't come up with any new movie ideas.
Well, it's like they can, but they're not trying. Why? Like, I feel like this movie, I'll watch the reboot because I like the movie, but I'm like, can you guys, I don't know. I just feel like it's not going to, they're going to do the same thing they did with Hocus Pocus, where it's, like, not going to be as good.
If they make it a Disney movie, yeah, they are.
Like.
Which, if you want to hear our views on Hocus Pocus, go back to our last
listen
episode.
Listen to last week's episode.
We talked about it. Just that you can listen to the end if you don't want to listen to the whole episode, but
you should listen to the whole episode.
We discussed our feelings. You should watch Hocus Pocus first and make your own opinion.
I don't even know what the reboot's gonna be, but, I mean, we can talk about it now. Like, do you think it's necessary to do a reboot of this movie?
Not really. It's funny, when I was watching it, I was like, dang, I forgot how funny Eddie Murphy was.
Yeah, it's a funny
movie. He's literally such a funny actor.
I think it's
a really funny movie.
I think I just said he's a funny movie. I don't know. But I mean, it's a funny movie. He's a funny person.
Well, I forgot how funny he was because it made me want to watch that Disney movie, Daddy Daycare.
I love that movie.
I love that movie, too. I used to watch it so much growing up.
But
But he's, yeah, and he was on, wasn't he on SNL for a while, too? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, he was.
But I just, like, he hasn't really been in anything recently, has he?
No, because when they did the reboot of Mulan, they made it more of, like, a serious movie, which is fine. But he wasn't in it.
I forgot about that.
It was really bad, I thought, the reboot.
The Mulan one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I feel like they could have done it differently. I know they wanted to take out some of the songs because some of... Well, they didn't put any songs in, did they?
No, I don't think it was musical at all.
I know they wanted to take out some of the songs because it was offensive.
Which is fine. That's...
Yeah, that's fine. Totally but, like, fine. I feel like they could have made some new songs that aren't offensive.
Yeah.
It's a Disney movie. Like,
and I think they did make it closer to the original fairy tale from China. Which, again, like, that is... fine, but I almost feel like it shouldn't have been marketed the way it, like, I don't know, I just wasn't expecting it to be that different, and I think
I've only seen it once.
I feel like they could have marketed it a little differently if they wanted it to be different than the original movie, you know?
Yeah, they almost made it like not so much like a Disney, I mean, she's technically a Disney princess, but not so much a Disney princess movie, but more like more like a Disney superhero movie.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly...
The way that it was, like, portrayed.
Yeah. Anyways,
also, when is the new Ariel supposed to come out?
I don't know. I'm excited. I mean, I think it'll be good. I hope.
I think it will, too. I mean, yeah, I hope so, too. I can never... Sometimes when they make, like, cartoon animated movies into real life versions, it doesn't...
It's not as good, yeah.
It's not as good, yeah.
I actually like... I mean, I like the idea of making live action movies of the animated movies because I think it's...
No, me too.
I think it's cool, like, they're more grown up. It's, like, a little more... less for kids, I feel like, usually, and more for, like... Not adults necessarily, but just for an older audience, which is cool. You get to see the fairy tale in, like, a new light. But I think they did really well with, like, Cinderella and with, what was the
Beauty
other one?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. And that was because they stuck to, like, the original movie. You know what I mean? Like, it was still very similar, but I feel like now they're kind of almost, like, changing the plot. Yeah. Which, I don't know. But I don't know anything. I haven't actually even watched a preview of The Little Mermaid once. I don't know if they're changing the plot or not.
I don't think they have a... I don't think they have an actual trailer out yet. I think it's just her singing.
Okay.
Which, I mean, she has a really good voice, so I think it'll be a good... I don't know who the whole cast is, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who the whole cast is.
I don't know who the whole cast is, but... I don't even know when it's coming out, but... I'm kind of excited. Which, I wasn't a big Ariel person growing up.
I wasn't either.
I mean,
because,
I watched it, but
Ursula scared me. I was like a big scaredy cat, so Ursula really scared me. So I didn't really watch it that much.
I feel like it's funny. I played that movie a lot when I worked at the daycare because it was like one of the only movies we had.
I like know all the songs because I feel like
me too. Yeah, so I know all the songs too. And I've seen the second one too. So,
but with same. But with that being said. The Haunted Mansion is not an animated movie, so I don't know that a reboot is necessary.
Yeah, and it wasn't even made that long ago.
No, it was made
2003 is literally not that long ago.
I guess it was 20 years ago, or it will be 20 years next year, so maybe it's going to be, like, a 20 years later at the mansion or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who's going to be in it. Like, I don't know if it's
are
the
original
cast.
Yeah, are they going to, like, keep some of the OG cast? Because that was the... Did you see the thing that I... Did I tag you in this for Hocus Pocus?
Oh, shoot. No. Oh, okay. I don't think so I did. So, here are the cast members for the next... For the reboot. Hmm. It is... Rosario Dawson, I don't know who that is. Lakeith Stanfield, I don't know who that is. Owen Wilson, Tiffany Haddish, Winona Ryder, Dan Levy. Oh, I love Dan Levy. Okay. Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, me too. But I love Winona Ryder too.
Danny DeVito, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Danny DeVito's in it?
And Jamie Lee Curtis. So it doesn't look like the original cast is in here.
No.
But, I mean, it has good actors, I guess. But I'm a little, like...
That doesn't mean anything, though. Yeah. I feel like they're... Okay, so my thought on reboots is I feel like sometimes they try to get well-known people into the reboot to make people watch it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people, like, I don't really care if they make reboots. Like, whatever, go for it. Because most of the time, it's like, it's not the same.
No. I think if there's a reboot, it should be the same. I don't know. I would rather it be a sequel with the same cast, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Oh, this is interesting. So part of the movie was filmed in Georgia, like a lot of movies are. But apparently Tiffany Haddish got a DUI while she was filming here in Georgia.
Oh, weird.
The movie.
Wait, the
reboot? Yeah, like recently she got a DUI, like earlier this year.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Well, I guess we can get into the movie. Do you want to tell us who directed it and everything?
Yeah. So... the director of this movie was Rob Minkoff, which...
Did you say Rob... Wait, what did you say? Oh, Minkoff. I thought you said Rob Meatball.
Meatball? Okay, like, I definitely didn't say that.
Like, what? Okay.
Anyways, he actually directed The Lion King.
Love The Lion King. That's my favorite all-time movie.
Yeah, I know. And The Lion King 2.
Also a great movie.
And Stuart Little.
Okay.
And I think he also directed Stuart Little too. He's done a lot of other stuff, but those were like the main ones I was like, oh, I know this.
Interesting.
And then the writer, I'm not going to say his last name right, but we're going to go for it, was David Barenboim. And he actually wrote Elf.
Oh, so that makes sense that it's a good movie because they both have done pretty funny, good movies.
Yeah. Cast-wise, I'll say, like, the main...
Okay.
Like, the main family, and then I said who Master Gracie is.
Okay.
So, Eddie Murphy, obviously, is one of the main characters. He plays Jim, who's the husband, to Sarah, who's played by Marsha Thomason.
Okay.
And then Megan is the daughter. She's played by Ari Davis. And then Michael is the son, and he's played by Mark John Jeffries.
Yeah.
And Master Gracie is played by Nathaniel Parker. There are other people that are, like, semi-famous. Well, not semi. They are famous that are in, that I just didn't say. But I just was going to stick to the main cast. Because I feel like those are the main... I mean, I guess I could have said the butler. But nobody likes him anyways.
And you know what's interesting? So the movie came out in theaters on November 26, 2003. And I'm surprised that it came out after Halloween. Like, wouldn't you think it would come out in October, like, leading up to Halloween?
Yeah. I guess it was promoted probably during Halloween.
Yeah, but still. It came out almost a month after Halloween, like, getting into, like, Christmas movie territory.
Yeah. I guess, technically, you could say it doesn't have to necessarily be a Halloween movie. But doesn't because it's just a haunted mansion.
Yeah.
I mean, anything haunted can come out, but, like...
But doesn't it take place in, like, October, like, in the fall?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like it does.
I don't think they say.
I
do they
be,
say? Because they're going to a lake. I mean, I guess you can go to the lake in October.
I mean, I thought it was like fall, October time.
I really don't. I'm going to be honest. I really don't know.
I feel like I remember just seeing like leaves, you know, but.
Yeah, there definitely is like a. It's like it's portrayed as it's kind of like colder, but then also she wears like a skirt too. So
I guess
it could be like
that's confusing.
Yeah, anyways. Do you have like a quote that you like?
Honestly, I do not.
Okay, well I have two, so I'll say one for you, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, I really like I think they're both no, one of them is said by Jim and then one of them is said by Master Gracie. Okay. At the beginning, there's the one said by Master Gracie is, he says, "You have very beautiful children, Miss Evans," who is the wife. And then Jim goes, "I kicked in some chromosomes too." And then,
that's pretty funny.
At the end, I mean, I guess this is a spoiler quote, but like, you should have seen the movie by now. It's Jim and he says, "The butler did it? You gotta be kidding me."
Oh man.
Just really funny because, you know, it's always like the butler did it.
The butler did it. I didn't even think about looking a favorite quote.
Yeah, it's fine. I honestly, I was, before this, I was telling Shannon, I was like, it was actually like, it's actually a really funny movie.
Yeah, no.
They just have really funny, good banter in it. Like, I don't know. He just has some really good quotes. But
yeah.
Should we just dive right in and talk about, or do you want to talk about what was happening when it was?
Yeah. So, I was going to talk about just, you know, 2003, what was going on. The average car price was $21,000, which feels like more than I expected in 2003. I don't know.
2003, were we in kindergarten?
Yes. Yeah. We would have been finishing up kindergarten that year.
Yeah.
And going into first grade.
Ooh, first grade, man.
Tough year.
I actually think it was for me.
Oh, jeez. Minimum wage was $5.15 an hour.
Dang.
And then I can't, for some reason, the average gas price is not showing up, but NFL ticket prices were like $52, and I feel like NFL tickets these days are like well over 100, so
yeah.
College costs, the average cost per year was $14,000, which is a lot of money, but cheaper than it is today. yeah, it says that college cost has increased 22% more than inflation. So
that's freaking crazy.
Yeah, it is. A gallon of milk was $2.95. A Big Mac.
You know what's expensive these days is eggs. Sorry.
Oh, I haven't. Yeah, I don't see egg prices here. A Big Mac was $2.71, and I could not tell you what the cost of a Big Mac is today.
I'll look it up.
I have not bought a Big Mac in... I've never bought a Big Mac.
I don't think I've ever bought a Big Mac either.
I get a quarter pounder with cheese, personally.
I get a double cheeseburger from the dollar menu.
So, I also, like, never go to McDonald's anymore.
A Big Mac today is $4.49.
Oh. Dang.
The meal is $7.99. That's a lot for McDonald's, no? $7.99?
Dang, the cost of a Big Mac outpaced inflation. So things are getting more expensive even... Okay, anyway. Sorry. Whatever.
It doesn't really matter.
if we wanted to go see this movie in theaters, the average ticket price of a movie was $6.03.
Oh my god, what a day that was.
What?
Now it's like $11, day. Right?
15?
I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am going to go to the movies tomorrow, though.
It depends on the theater. If you go to one of the nice theaters, which I feel like most of them are now, it's like 15. And then if there's a theater that I've been to that's like just an average classic movie theater, and it's more like $10. Mm. In 2003, the Human Genome Project was completed, so that's pretty exciting. There was apparently a space shuttle disaster, which is interesting.
In 2003?
Apparently. Hmm. I don't know if anybody died. Oh. Yeah, everybody died.
Oh, okay.
I did not even know about that.
I didn't either, but, I mean, I guess we weren't really up with the times at that time period. Like
5 years old.
We were trying to figure out how to color on the pages and write our name.
Right. Let's see. There were 393 tornadoes in 1 week that year in the U.S. It just says...
In the Midwest?
A major severe weather outbreak spawned more tornadoes than any week in U.S. history. 393 tornadoes were reported in 19 states.
Dang.
The do not call list was introduced.
Okay.
Sky marshals, air marshals were like invented. I didn't know those weren't always a thing.
Interesting.
Americans renamed French fries to Freedom Fries to protest France's stand on Iraq. That's really
I don't think that's stuck because they're still called French fries.
I feel like that was like a thing like one person did.
It made the news, and though, man.
And it somehow made the news. Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California.
Oh, yeah. And then he also
had an affair with his, like, housekeeper or something.
Yeah. I mean, I think he actually, like, you know, like, cause some people don't acknowledge their kids. I think he actually acknowledges him, which is
Well, good. That's pretty, that's good.
But still, he cheated on his wife, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. My birthday was on a Thursday that year, apparently. Oh my gosh, that was yours. Oh my gosh, our birthday is always on the same day.
Amazing. Okay.
Anyway, that is what was happening. So.
Okay. Cool.
Pretty exciting year, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess we'll just talk about the movie, and then I did have some questions to ask you. Well, not, they're not crazy questions. They're just like, you know.
All right. Oh, so, anyways. I'm excited.
I said the movie, this Disney movie really starts off with this man hanging himself.
No, I'm telling you, it's just so interesting, because I feel like, the old Hocus Pocus in this movie and other Disney movies from, like, 20 years ago were, like, way more bold.
But it makes sense, though, because you think about parents go and take their kids to see this movie. Don't they want to have some stuff in there that, like, you know, grabs the parents' attention, or no?
Well, yeah, and I guess, like, now they're like, oh, kids probably shouldn't see that. But at the same time, I also feel like parents today are more okay with their kids seeing more inappropriate stuff, almost. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, so I think there's more access to more, like, inappropriate stuff that kids see.
So maybe that's, I don't know. But I feel like the movies have gone, like, way down and, like.
I just was, like, I did not remember that they actually showed the image of him hanging with the rope around his neck.
I do remember that. And I do think as a kid, I didn't fully understand what was happening.
Like, yeah, I feel like I probably didn't either.
Like, I think I maybe asked my mom what was going on, and she was like, he did, so.
I feel like I just, honestly, I feel like I didn't even think about him being dead because he was in the movie, if that makes sense.
I think I like, knew he was dead, like, but I don't think I understood what, like, hanging yourself was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I also was like, so the whole reason that the house, like, called this, because it's a, they have, like, a real estate business together. Like, it's the wife and husband have a real estate business.
And they have marital problems.
Yeah, because he's, like, obsessed with work, and he just, like, doesn't pay attention to his family as much as he should.
He misses their anniversary.
Yeah. Anyways, they, there's a part, I guess, where, like, obviously, like, the butler calls the their house and, like, ask them to come see it.
Yeah.
And for one, here's my thing. He calls the house, and obviously Sarah answers, and he's pretty much like, you need to come alone. They just, like, the master is shy. He just wants one person, and it needs to be you. And we saw your face on the, or we saw your flyer, blah, blah, blah. If someone calls the house.
I know.
And is like, you need to come alone. We saw your face on the flyer. Come to this big mansion. That's a red flag. What are you talking about? Like, I'm a business with my husband.
I'm about to be murdered.
You know what? I was like, why was that not like, this is weird.
I guess, like, good thing she brought her husband eventually, like, in the first place. But I wouldn't have even gone.
I wouldn't have either.
Like, they're asking.
I just feel like, yeah, the fact that he was like, you need to come alone. And then she found out that he saw the flyer. Well, your face was on the flyer. So that means he saw your face.
Like, you know.
Like, I don't know. Maybe today we just put too much together.
You're a man and a woman in business together. And they ask
and they just the, want the woman. Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going to get murdered. And I think that Sarah needed to listen to some true crime podcasts.
I think so, too. But you know what I was. I mean, maybe at that time period we wouldn't have second guessed it. But
I think
now,
people,
anyone
I think,
who asks a woman to come alone, it's a red flag.
Red flag.
A big red flag.
I think that I think that people are more aware now that that's shady.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
Anyways.
But basically, like, so Jim, the husband, like, he misses their wedding anniversary because he's with, like, a client meeting or something. And to make up for it, he's like, oh, let's go on a vacation to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
But he's such a workaholic that he's like, well, let's stop at this house that you're supposed to go to.
Yeah.
On the way.
So which... they get to the house and the gate is immediately locked. Like, it's a locked gate. They literally look at the lock and she holds it and she's like, oh, it's locked, let's go. Right. And then it just opens. Would you go into the, would you go in?
Never.
I mean, like, I'm down for, like, some scary stuff, but I would be like, this is too strange. For one, they ask you to come alone, then the gate is locked, and all of a sudden it's opened. It doesn't just magically open.
If your husband insisted on going to, like, do a sale while you were on your way to a family vacation, would you, like, divorce him?
I'd be pissed. We definitely would have some marital problems.
Yeah, we would definitely be in, like, counseling after that.
I mean, for one, I'm like, why do people get so invested in work?
I don't know. Like,
are we just different because we're not so... I mean, I don't want to be, like... I don't want to speak for you, but, like, sometimes I'm just not as passionate in nursing as I should be.
No, I agree.
And it's literally just because of burnout, honestly. Like, I just... Well, it's...
I can't think of a career that I would be, like... This is bad. I can't think of a career that I would be, like, passionate about. You know what I mean? Yeah,
me either.
Like,
enough to be like, I want to cut out on family time, cut out on vacation. Right, like, no, I'm living for my vacation days. I am living to when I don't have to go to work.
Like, I just cannot picture myself. And I get some people are after the grind, wanting to make more money and blah, 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 blah. But to me, if you have enough money to get by and afford, like, vacation and whatnot, then you're good, you know. Yeah. I'm not about to sacrifice my life, like family time and vacations and things that actually make life worth living just so I can make a little bit extra money.
Exactly, you know? Same.
If and that's like if I have enough to be doing well, you know, like obviously it's a different situation if you're really struggling to make ends meet, you like have to work more. Yeah, totally fine. But, like, I just don't understand. I would be, like, honestly, if you pull into this sale right now, I might leave you when we get back. Because that's ridiculous. Like, they just had a huge fight about him missing their anniversary, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I understand, like, yeah, like you said, like, people trying to climb up the corporate ladder and stuff like that. But there's always going to be something more that you want in your job. Right. And, always. Like, sometimes you just gotta accept the fact that you're not gonna make it. And that is fine.
And in this situation, they already own their own business.
Yeah, they literally have made it. They look like they have a pretty nice house.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what else could he possibly be doing? Like, just take some time off and spend it with your family.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
Anyway, but they eventually get in and go into the mansion or whatever.
So the door
opens. I don't know.
Yeah. They walk in, and immediately it's, like, dusty as hell. I'm like...
Yeah, be like...
I don't understand. Is someone supposed to be living in this house? Because if I walk into a house that's being sold by someone who says they live there, I'd be like, why don't you guys clean up? Like, it should not be this dusty. That's weird.
Yeah.
And then, like, the butler comes in, and he's like, oh, Master Gracie wants you guys to have dinner. I'm like, you want me to eat dinner in this dusty-ass house? Are you kidding me? You need to clean up.
And I don't think that's normal for realtors to, like, no. be offered dinner.
I don't think so either.
I'd be like, oh, we're about to get drugged because you originally wanted my wife to come alone.
Yeah. I feel like at this point, they're not even thinking about the fact that Sarah was asked to come by herself. We're past that. And I'm like, for one, that should be still on the top of your list.
And I'm thinking, too, like, I don't know. Like, I just... I'm like, didn't you guys research the house before you came?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, don't realtors research the house? That's why I'm confused.
You would think so. I mean, I feel like...
They just came on the word of a butler. Like, I feel like they need to talk to the owner of the
house.
Well,
I think that Jim was like, oh, Sarah, this is where all the rich people live. Like, this is a multimillionaire house or whatever like that. So he didn't even, like, second guess it. Because the area, I guess, is supposed to be really rich. But, like, at the same time, like...
It's yours. I don't know. Anyway, but basically they go into the house, and then there's, like, a big storm, and it basically, like, floods the area.
Yeah, floods the road so they can't leave.
And, yeah, exactly.
So they're like, the guy's like, well, you guys have no choice but to stay here. I'm like, bruh, there's a choice. I don't want to be living in, I don't want to stay in this house.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, let me call an Uber.
Yeah. Let me call an Uber to meet me at the end of the road.
Anyway, and then, I don't know.
So the, oh, the, I guess that makes sense, though, because they show, like, at the beginning where the little boy, Michael, is like, are we in America? Oh, does he say, are we in America? Or are we on a different country? Or something, yeah. And it says they're crossing the bridge. So I guess, yeah. Like, that was to show that they had to cross a bridge to get there, so it flooded.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think about that. Sorry.
You're good. And also, Michael is scared of spiders. That was, like, a big that was, like, a big plot point.
Yeah, at the beginning, it was, like, Jim was trying to teach him how to kill a spider, and Megan just comes in there and whacks it. He's like, I don't want to kill the spider. I'm not killing the spider.
So, like, the butler, Ramsley, so they have met the owner, I guess, but the owner of the house is, plot twist, dead.
A ghost.
Anyway.
They're all ghosts, plot twist.
Yeah. So, like, the butler takes Jim into the library to discuss a deal with the owner. But, like, Jim is, like, trapped in some sort of secret passage.
Yeah,
is,
he, like, finds, like, a secret doorway.
Which is, like, I think on purpose by the butler and the owner. Because they
don't want him there. Yeah, at the same time, like, the kids see this, like, glowing orb thing.
Yeah.
That, like, takes them to the attic and shows a picture of Elizabeth. Who looks exactly like Sarah, the mom.
Yes. Which, if I'm a kid in this freaking creepy house with all these creepy people, I'm not exploring on my own.
Well, I mean, like, I guess they're together. Like, I probably wouldn't do it by myself, but if I had a brother, I probably would be like, okay, let's go.
You do have a brother.
I mean, I know that.
If I had a brother.
I mean, like, if I'm in the house with my brother, okay. I would be like, okay, let's go explore. Although, I don't know if I'd go explore him with Camden. He probably wouldn't want to go, honestly.
And he wouldn't help protect you if anything happened.
No, I don't think he would. He'd be like, you're supposed to be the one protecting me. I'd be like, nah, you're old, like, you're not older, but you're the guy. Step in front of me.
I probably wouldn't want to go at all, but my older siblings would probably, like, make me feel like a baby if I didn't go, so I'd get, like...
What? Shannon, if we were stuck in a haunted house together and we saw an orb, you wouldn't go with me?
No, Bailey. I'd be like, I'm not going to this freaking floating
orb. Wait, really? You wouldn't want to go explore?
No! I've seen enough of these types of movies. I would be like, I do not want to get wrapped up into whatever paranormal...
I can already tell what character you're going to be most like.
Probably the little boy.
Michael, yeah. Anyways.
You know, so, the people who, in non-Disney horror films, you're going to be the person who dies first.
Probably. I'm curious. Yeah. Curious.
I'm curious.
What do they call it? Curious Nancy? Is that what it's called?
Curious Nancy?
Is that not what the saying is? Okay. Is that not what the saying is? What is the saying?
Curiosity killed the cat.
I know, but I thought it was Curious Nancy. Is that not a thing?
That's Negative Nancy. Curious George?
No, I thought that was like a saying.
I'm literally looking up Curious Nancy right now, and that's not a thing.
It's Negative Nancy. It's not Curious Nancy.
No.
I think in my head, I was putting together Curious and then, like, Nancy as a Nancy Drew because Nancy Drew just goes explore. Wow. Okay, guys. I'm sorry. That's not a phrase. Don't listen to me.
And, like, so while the kids are distracted and while Jim is, like, in this trap, the owner of the house, Edward Gracie, is giving Sarah a tour of the mansion, talking about his grandfather's death.
Yes.
And this, after the suicide of his lover, Elizabeth, who we've just discovered, looks exactly like Sarah. So Megan and Michael are with this freaking orb thing.
And Jim finds this gypsy spirit, Madame Leota.
Yes.
In a crystal ball.
I love Madame Leota.
She's, yeah, me too. I guess she's the one who tells like, Jim and the kids that the mansion is filled with ghosts and a curse fell on them when Gracie and Elizabeth killed themselves. And they have to reunite in order to break the curse. And pretty much you figure out that Gracie believes that Sarah is Elizabeth reincarnated.
Yes. And he runs into his children. And then comes back to Leota and finds out Elizabeth, like, realizes Elizabeth looks like Sarah. And then he, like, finds out that everybody in the mansion is a ghost.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, I was, like, not. Okay.
I was like, I literally just said that, Shannon.
I am so sorry.
Wow, can you pay attention, please?
But, okay, so they have to go into the cemetery to find a key, to reveal the truth about Elizabeth's death.
Yeah. So she pretty much says, like, the key is the key is the key to everything.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a lie.
Find the key. Sarah is, like, not here for any of this.
No, she's with Master, like, Gracie.
She's kind of, like, being charmed by the master.
She is, but I feel like you can tell, like, she has, like, a thing that's, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Master Gracie obviously is being very flirty, mm-hmm. and she's like, wait a second, what? Like, this is weird.
Yeah. And that's where the fear, so, basically, Jim and the kids have to go into this, like, crypt underneath, like, a mausoleum or whatever.
Yeah.
And, Jim and Megan, like, find the key, but accidentally wake up all of, like, the dead residents or whatever.
The skeletons, right? Or no?
Yeah. Like, the skeletons are, like, zombies, basically, like, coming after them. And they only escape because Michael, like, has to overcome his fear of spiders and, like, opens the door for them or something.
Yeah.
And so they are able to escape, and he's overcome his fear of spiders. Everyone's very proud of him.
Have to go find this. Well, then Madame Leota tells them they have to find the trunk.
Yes.
Is in the attic. So.
Which they find it, and they unlock, they unlock it, and find a letter that Elizabeth wrote to Master Gracie.
Yeah.
It reveals that she did love him and wanted to marry him, and that, like, basically shows she did not commit suicide like everyone thought.
Yeah. And so, as, like, Jim is, like, saying, like, who would kill her? Ransley, the butler, appears and pretty much reveals that he poisoned Elizabeth to prevent Gracie from, like, abandoning his, like, heritage and all this stuff.
Yes. And that's when, like, of course the butler did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Ransley traps the children in a trunk and... Mm. Throws Jim out of the mansion.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
No.
And
the mansion is, like, not letting him back in, right? Like, it's, like...
Yeah, it's, like...
Is that, like, part of the curse? Supposed to be part of the curse?
I think it's part of the curse, maybe. Or, like, Ramsley has something to do with the curse, maybe.
Could be, yeah.
And...
So while that's happening, Elizabeth is still with Gracie, and I think it's, like revealed dancing. To her.
Yeah.
Oh, like, there is, like... There's, like, a funny scene. There's a funny part where, like, they're figuring out that Ramsley is the one who did it. And he's, like, I guess talking about how, you know, Sarah is Elizabeth coming back to, like, release the curse and everything. And Megan, the daughter, is like, punch his face, Dad. I just thought that was funny.
Basically, like, so, like, Sarah and Gracie are dancing together. And... Yeah. The ballroom, like, fills with, like, all these ghosts, and...
Is that when he calls her Elizabeth?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he reveals that he's a ghost. Yeah. Like, and Sarah is like, I'm not Elizabeth. Like, she denies it completely, and then Edward
Gracie... And she's kind of like, where's my kids? Like, she's, like, ready to go at that point.
Yeah. And so Gracie is like, oh, like, he's reconsidering. He's, like, not a bad guy. Like, he's like, oh, like, you're not Elizabeth.
He's, like, being manipulated by the butler.
Yes, and that's when the butler comes in and is like, oh, yes, she is. And, like, she just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
And basically, like, says, if you marry Gracie, then your kids will be safe.
Yeah, she, so like, she has he, to, like, get ready for a wedding.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. That is just... Would you marry a ghost?
No.
What if
the ghost... I mean, like, what would be the point? It can't do anything. Like, but, you can't have a real relationship with a ghost.
But you would marry a vampire.
Well, you can have a real relationship with a vampire.
But it seems
you can't even touch a ghost.
But they were touching, like, while they were dancing.
Right? Yeah, I feel like he's, like, half a ghost, half human. I don't know. I don't know what the hell he is, but...
Because he's, like, trapped, and... But he was touching her. Like, they were touching each other.
I don't know.
I think he was pretty cute. Like,
no, yeah, he is, but, like, I just feel like he can't... Can he stay that way forever? Like, can he go out in the light? Yeah, I don't know. Like, at least vampires can go outside.
Yeah. With the skin of a killer, Bailey.
It's fine. We'll move somewhere really cold.
It's the skin of a killer, Bailey.
It's the skin of a killer, Bella.
Anyway.
I just, no. Would you? You'd want to marry a ghost?
If it was, maybe, right. If it was, Edward Gracie, maybe. I feel like he's cute and nice and thoughtful. But in this situation, I definitely would, because she's being told her kids will die. So
if there's there's always a way out.
if I was in this situation, then yes, I would marry him because I would wouldn't want my kids to die. So
yeah, that's true.
But if the kids were not in the picture,
and also isn't Ransley's plan, isn't it to kill Sarah because technically she's on a ghost?
Probably. So she can't,
go be with him.
Basically, I would probably not marry a ghost if I didn't have kids to think about, like, saving them. Only because I do think you're right, and, like, you couldn't go out on dates with them or whatever. Like, yeah. I feel like ghosts are, like, trapped in, like, the house that they're in.
Yeah, they just don't seem like they have a fun life.
Well, neither do vampires.
I mean, I guess you're right.
All of the vampires were, like, depressed.
Yeah, but, like, vampires can just... I mean, not to be, like, a downer, but there's a way for them to get out of it. Ghosts are literally stuck that way.
Yeah, until whatever's trapping them here, like... Until whatever curse is broken.
Yeah, and, like...
Because, you know, they say ghosts are, like, there's something preventing them from crossing over to the other side. Like, unfinished business.
This makes me want to watch Ghost Whisper.
I've never heard of that.
What? I was, you know, it's funny, on my walk today, I was thinking about that show. I was like, Ghost Whisperer was such a good show.
It sounds like it would scare me, so I'm not gonna watch
it. It's not a scary ghost show.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll watch it one day. Anyway, so Leota, the crystal ball lady, like, helps Jim basically re-enter the mansion somehow.
Yeah.
He's able to rescue his children and, like, interrupt Sarah and Gracie's wedding. Because at this point, Sarah has, like, gotten, like, in a wedding gown and stuff.
Like, yeah. I mean, she's, like, they're about to go through with the wedding. And then he stops them, technically, from getting married. But, like, she's still... I guess it's their unity part where they drink from a cup, right?
Yeah, and that was probably... I think that was poison.
Yeah, it was poison to kill her. Mm-hmm. And she does drink from the cup. So, technically, she is poisoned. Yes. So, technically, she's dead.
And Jim gives Gracie the letter from Elizabeth, which I'm like, why didn't Ramsley, like, burn the letter, you know?
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, and the butler is exposed, basically. And, like, Gracie...
But it's kind of, like, too late.
Yeah. Gracie is, like, confronting Ramsley... then Ramsley is, like, accusing the master of being selfish.
And at this time, Ramsley is summoning the devil from below.
Which, like, that's pretty dark, now that you think about it.
Yeah, he legit, like, the floor, like, turns into, like, a pit that goes to, like, hell, essentially.
Literally, shows, and he's, like, a demon, basically, like a fiery demon, like, dragging Ramsley to hell.
Yeah.
And face eternal punishment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how does this butler have this much power to send somebody to hell, you know?
And then Jim almost also goes down it, too. Like, he almost dies.
It's like the scene in Twilight when they're all falling in that freaking pit.
Yeah, towards the core of the earth.
Yeah, like, well, not even hell, like, literally just
literally just the core.
Which I'm like, would that not have ramifications for the entire Earth if...
Yeah, it probably would, but remember, that was fake.
Yeah, fake news.
Fake news.
Anyway, so that's actually kind of scary, now that I think about it.
Yeah, they actually showed hell in the children's movie.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy, girl. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then Ramsley is, like, going down as well. Oh, wait, no,
Ramsley is taken down, and then Jim is taken down with him, but then Gracie saves him, yeah, and pulls him back up.
And that's when all this is going on, Sarah collapses because she's been poisoned.
Yeah.
And then the spectral orb.
Yeah, figure out the orbs are, like, ghosts or spirits, yes. I guess.
The orb is Elizabeth's ghost.
And goes into Sarah.
Yes. Which saves Sarah, basically. And you find out she could only, like, her orb, ghost, whatever, could only be released once the truth was revealed.
Yeah.
So, basically, then Elizabeth and Gracie are reunited. And they kiss. Sarah is, like, yes, they kiss. And then Sarah is, like, revived. And Gracie and Elizabeth they go to heaven.
Heaven?
Basically. Yes. And they give the deed of the mansion to the family.
Yeah.
So.
And pretty much, like, after they go to heaven, then, like, the curse is released and, like, everyone gets to go to heaven besides Ramsley.
It's almost like it's kind of like Beauty and the Beast in this sense that everybody who is in the house is cursed and becomes part of the house. But in this instance, they're all cursed and, like, become ghosts that are trapped in the house.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a Beauty and the Beast, like, piece of furniture or, like, a ghost?
I don't know, because Beauty and the Beast, they didn't die. They just became furniture, and then they returned back into real people after that.
Yeah, I feel like the Beauty and the Beast furniture seemed to have more fun. Like, they were having a good time.
Yeah, I would say the furniture one, because at least when I'm turned back into a human, I still got a little bit of life to live.
Yeah.
Like, these ghosts, they were just trapped here, and they physically are just done for once they're released. They gotta go to heaven after that. You can't even have any fun.
Yeah, but I guess...
Not the heaven's not fun. Yeah, I was about to say.
But then you're in, like, eternal paradise, so, like, maybe it's a good thing? I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, I could also be in eternal paradise after I die in Beauty and the Beast.
That's true. You know what I mean? Very true. But in Beauty and the Beast, you have to deal with all of the beast's, like, anger issues.
Oh, yeah. I would be like, you need to get your shit together, man. Your fault. We're stuck here.
And with Beauty and the Beast, there was a time limit because the last petal of the rose.
True.
So, like...
Be a lot more pressure.
That'd be stressful. Whereas in this, like, yeah, you're a ghost possibly forever, but at least there's no time limit.
Yeah, with this, they were a ghost for how long? When was this movie supposed to be set?
I think it was, like, 100 years.
Oh, dang.
Anyway.
True. I don't know. I still think I would go with the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, they seem to have more fun. You know?
Because at least when he's, like, you know, in his little turmoil over there, we can be like, hey, let's go have a party over here on this side of the castle.
I guess.
That's my thought process.
Yeah, but then, like, what if you permanently get turned into furniture because he doesn't find love?
I guess I'll never know because I'll just be...
This is a thought that I had. What if you can still think, but you're just stationary furniture and you're just
like
trapped.
How people think that objects have like genders and like what? Stuff like that. You know, like that thing.
What is that called? About?
I just am thinking like how people think objects have genders.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What? It's a thing. People think that like they'll be like, oh, the TV's a boy, or
lamp is a girl. Like a joke.
I don't think that's a joke. I think people are serious about it. Some people are. Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think it's a thing. Hold on.
What side of TikTok are you on?
I'm not on TikTok. That's just a thing. Thinking objects have...
I feel like you're losing it a little bit. Because I am, like, very baffled at what you're
I think that it's called something. I swear.
But that's not what I was saying. What I was saying, gender aside, like, say you were, like, Lumiere.
Or is it colors? Colors have genders. And numbers have... I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Sometimes as a kid, I would be like, this number is a boy. So I guess I kind of get what you're saying. But I was never, like, that serious about it.
I think it's called something. I'm not kidding you.
There's something called synesthesia where, like, colors or
numbers... Yes, that's it!
Yeah, but it's not gender. It's, like, numbers have colors.
Well, and, like, no, it's also...
Sounds have smells.
Okay, it's called ordinal linguistic personification.
All right.
It's a form of synesthesia, whatever, however you say it, in which ordered sequences such as ordinal numbers, days, months, and letters are associated with personalities and or genders.
Huh.
Yeah, why are you trying to gaslight me?
You know what I will say? I do associate some numbers in, like, days and months as, like, personalities, but...
You're one of them, Shannon.
Not as, like, genders. Like, I'm like, oh, five, like, a five would be, like, really annoying. Like, I feel like... If a five was a person, they would be, like, an annoying person.
I'm a five on the Enneagram. You think I'm annoying?
No, that's different.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, back to the story. Pretty much, like, that's the end. And then they, like, family is, like, driving. There was, like, we didn't mention this, but there was, like, four statues that, like, sing.
Yeah, and they basically, like, take them on vacation.
Yeah.
Leota.
That's it. You think they'll have Madame Leota back in the Haunted Mansion?
I hope so.
Is this supposed to be... So it's supposed to be a remake? It's not supposed to be, like, a 10 years later, another mansion's haunted or something?
It just said a reboot. So, like, I don't... Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means exactly.
Okay.
It's kind of... I don't know. But... I think it's a pretty good movie. Like, what would you rate it? What would you rate it?
I think that I would give it, like, a 4.15 out of 5.
Yeah, I was going to give it, like, an even 4. Like, I feel like it holds up. It's a kid's movie, but it's funny enough for, like, adults.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read you... Look, this is the Haunted Mansion. It's literally... I'm going to read you the synopsis for the new one coming out. I looked it up.
Okay.
It says haunted, so it's just called Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
It says a single mom named Gabby hires a tour guide, a psychic, a priest, and a historian to help exorcise their newly bought mansion after discovering that it's inhabited by ghosts. So it's like an exorcist.
For kids.
Yeah.
Exorcist for kids.
All right. Literally. Okay. That's it. That's all I got for you. Jamie Lee Curtis is gonna play Madame Leota.
Oh, so it'll be a whole different Madame Leota.
It's got I will say, it's literally got a lot of famous people in it.
No, it really does.
And Danny DeVito is gonna be the history professor. I cannot. I don't know what Dan Levy's gonna be. It doesn't have by his name yet. Anyways, that's about it. That's all I got for you.
So it sounds like it's gonna be a different mansion because the ghosts presumably have been released from this mansion.
Yeah.
I also think it's interesting that it's kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean in that the movie itself is based off of an already existing ride at Disney World. And not...
What is this one supposed to be based off of?
There's
a ride called the Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, at Disney World, there's a ride called the Haunted Mansion that was out before the movie. Like, this movie was based on the ride called the Haunted Mansion. And that's the same with Pirates of the Caribbean. So, at the box office, it grossed over $24 million opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It had a total domestic gross of $75,800,000. And it gained more than a quarter of the earnings of its theme ride predecessor, Pirates of the Caribbean. Anyway. Oh, wow. And Rotten Tomatoes, it only has a 14%.
Oh, really?
I thought it
was Who's watching really this, good. Though? Is it, like... Sometimes I don't know if I trust that.
The quote from the site's critical consensus reads, "Neither scary nor funny, the Haunted Mansion is as lifeless as the ghosts in the movie."
Oh, my God. And I thought it was funny.
And it's... I don't think that it's just, like... I don't think that it's just because we saw it as kids that we like it. Because I remember my mom really liked it when we, like, saw it. And she was, like, obviously an adult the first time she saw it.
I don't remember if my mom or dad liked it, but I think it's funny. I think it's funny, and I'm 25 years old. I mean...
Yeah, but, like, that's what I'm saying is, like, I don't think it's just nostalgia for us thinking it's funny.
Because it's been a while since I've, like, actually watched it.
So, on Metacritic, it has a film score of 34 out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
Audience polls on CinemaScore, it got an average grade of B, which usually CinemaScore, they get, like, A's. So, I'm kind of surprised.
Dang. I wonder what other movie came out at this time period, though. Like, you think another movie came out, like, another Disney movie came out around this time?
Holes came out this year, and Finding Nemo came out this year.
Mm.
So, but those are very different.
Like, complete opposite movies, though, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe that Pirates of the Caribbean movie came out? I don't know. Which is obviously a really good movie. Okay, some guy named David Starrett of the Christian Science Monitor, which is interesting, wrote that, quote, "While it may supply giggles and shivers to preteens, grown-ups should think twice before entering this all-too-haunted house," end quote. So, I don't really know.
Yeah.
And then Robert Ebert, who I've seen his name pop up many a time, and he's a harsh critic, I think, in the Chicago Sun-Times, gave it a 2.5 stars out of a possible 4, writing, quote, "The surprising thing about the Haunted Mansion isn't that it's based on a Disney theme park ride, but that it has ambition. It wants to be more than a movie version of the ride. I expected an insane series of nonstop action sequences, but what I got was a fairly intriguing story and an actual plot that is actually resolved. That doesn't make the movie good enough to recommend, but it does make it better than the ads suggest," end quote. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then Sherry Linden of The Hollywood Reporter called the film a pleasant and atmospheric family romp, offering enough mildly chilling thrills to keep everyone entertained during its brief running time, end quote.
I think it was cute.
I think so, too. Oh, and then this is interesting. So even though it was kind of a critical and box office disappointment, apparently it has undergone, like, a reassessment over the past several years. Similar to Clue, The Monster Squad, and Hocus Pocus, all similarly dark yet, like, comedic films that originally opened to poor reviews, The Haunted Mansion has grown in popularity since its original theatrical run and has achieved cult status. So it's kind of become, like, a cult classic in that it's, like, wasn't that good of a movie at the box office, but is now pretty popular.
Yeah.
I
remember growing up and watching this movie, like, multiple times. Like, it wasn't just, like, one I watched, like, when it came out and that was
same.
It. I remember having it on DVD and watching it on my DVD player.
We had it on DVD, too. I think we got it the year it came out. Like, I got it for Christmas or something.
Yeah, I feel like I did, too. Like, so, I mean, like, it was one that I watched, like, a lot.
Yeah. So, let me see. There's some interesting, like, little this is all on Wikipedia, y'all, by the way. Which I honestly think is pretty reliable because they check their sources. But just if anyone wanted to read this on their own. It's kind of... Let me see. So, a Disney historian named Jeff Baham said, it's Rick Baker designed zombies in a decomposing face scene could be considered a 2003 version of Poltergeist. And then there was an episode of another podcast called Doom Buggies that was released earlier this year. And he expanded on it and basically was like, kids who were the intended audience still love the movie and are, like, now showing it to, like, their kids.
That's fair.
It has a niche of an audience, and the audience is still devoted to it. So Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy is not by any means a failed attempt at what it was. Yeah. It didn't reach the heights of that Disney had hoped for, but it remains a fan favorite for the audience that it hit and kept.
There you go.
So, clearly, we liked it, and yeah. we were the intended audience.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I think the movie probably would have done better if they had released it in October.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because by the time November 26th rolls around, that's, like, probably after Thanksgiving or, like, Thanksgiving week, I'm not in the mood to go watch, like a scary movie. Especially if I'm, like, a parent with kids, I'm like, okay, it's time to go watch, like, a Christmas wintry movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to watch a Christmas movie any time of the year, so.
Well, yeah.
I'm not probably the perfect audience for that, but, yeah, but I could see it being, like, having a better audience.
So you're always in the mood to watch a Christmas movie, but yeah. say it's, like, the end of November, you're definitely ready to watch Christmas movies then, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, you're right.
So if there's other Christmas movies coming out in theaters at the same time.
I would go see them probably
right, over you're not going to go see a movie that seems like it should have come out a month earlier.
Yeah,
in
that's
October.
True.
Like, that's what doesn't make sense.
I wonder if there's a reason that it came out in November. Like,
I don't know. Like, it just seems really weird to me that it came out that late. Mm-hmm. And not even November 1st, like the day after Halloween. It was like almost
literally almost.
So it doesn't. Yeah, like I'm not saying it would have done like that much better, but I do think it would have probably sold more tickets if it came out around Halloween.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
What character do you think you're like?
I mean, I think we all know that I'm like Michael.
Yeah, I feel like you're like Michael because you were like.
I'm scared of. I'm a scaredy cat.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of spiders, I will say, but I am scared of a lot of other things. What do you think you are? And you better not say you don't think you're like any of them.
I don't think I'm like any of the characters.
You always say that.
I think I am like, I would say, I don't think I'm like Sarah. I don't think I'm like Jim. I feel like maybe I'm a little like Megan.
I think you're like Megan.
I would be like, let's go do this thing.
Yeah, and then I think you would make fun of the person, me, who is not trying to do the scary thing.
Yeah, I definitely would, especially if we were probably related. I'd be like, why are you acting like this? Can you get it together?
You would be so mean to me if we were related.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
If we were, like, twin sisters, you would be ruthless.
I don't think so.
No, you're not that mean.
I'm not mean. Why do you think you're not I'm mean?
You would just make fun of me in this instance if I was like, Bailey, I'm literally not going to do that.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, yes, you are. Let's go.
And then I would probably be really salty about it and be, like, passive aggressive the rest
of the day. I feel like I would peer pressure you into, like, coming.
Yeah, and then you know what would happen is I would be, like, kind of passive and, like, snappy at you the rest of the day.
Yeah,
and then
you would.
At the end of the day, you would be like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to.
That's literally what would happen.
You would feel guilty for pressuring me, and then you would, like, apologize. But then I would be, like, so passive. I'd be like, it's fine. Like, it didn't bother me.
You would be so, yeah, that's exactly what would happen. You would be so passive at me, and I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't, like, mean to make you feel like this. And then you'd be like, oh, it's fine, I guess.
It would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be how it would happen. Yeah, how it would go. Sorry. Would you change anything about the movie?
I honestly don't think so. Like, I think it was well done. I think it's really funny. I think it has a good balance of kid humor and adult humor.
Yeah. I don't even know, like, what I would change if I would change anything.
Right. Like, I think the casting was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I would keep it the same.
I don't think there's anything they left out that I wanted them to include. Like, I don't know. It holds up. I think it's a really good movie. Like, I'm so
surprised. Well, because they do, like, a good backstory, too. Like, they tell you exactly what happened about why they became kind of ghosts like this.
Right.
Now, I feel like the curse might have been explained a little more. Like, it was just a curse because they both killed themselves. But, like, that could have been, like, the only thing.
Well, I think the curse is because what happened to Elizabeth was, like, a lie. Like, she couldn't leave until the truth was revealed about her death, basically.
Yeah.
Like, somebody murdered her and was never caught.
Yeah.
So, I think that might have been where the curse really... Yeah, but, yeah, I guess the curse could be explained a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, why the, like, how the curse happened and, like...
Yeah.
Everything. But I don't think I would really change... Like, I don't think that's... That doesn't, like, ruin the movie for me.
No, 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 me either. I just think, like, if there was one thing I would change, it might be that.
Yeah. But no, it's a good, like, balance of, like, it's definitely, like, scary for kids at some point. Like, at some points.
Yeah.
But not scary enough to where they're, like, crying, I feel like.
Not scary enough to where I feel like they would have nightmares.
Right, like, they're not, most kids are probably not going to be having nightmares. And I say this as a kid who, again, and, like, somebody who is still, I do not watch horror movies. I hate scary movies. I hate being scared.
Yeah.
And I definitely, as a kid, would get really scared. Like, I just said I was literally scared of Ursula in The Little Mermaid. Which, ironically, Lion King was my favorite movie.
And that's a sad movie.
It is really sad. And I feel like Scar is, like, a scarier villain than Ursula.
Yeah, Scar is kind of scary.
He actually kills somebody.
Yeah.
And then he attempts to kill a child. And then he literally leaves.
And he has, like, the coyotes that, like, or what do they call it? The hyenas that, like,
And then he leads the whole Pride Lands into, like, a famine. So, like, he's definitely the scarier villain. So, I don't know what it was about
Ursula. He's, like, a scary villain that could be, like, a true story. Like, that could be a person.
Well, it's based on Hamlet, so I guess, you know, makes sense. So, I don't know what it was about Ursula. I think she just was kind of, like...
Her laugh was scary.
Yeah, that might have been it.
Yeah.
You know what else scared me?
What?
The stepmother in Cinderella.
Oh my god.
She
looked mean. That was my favorite princess, so I watched it a lot, but
my
she
sister
just
watched
looked
it a
mean.
Lot. My sister watched it a lot, and I don't think I ever watched it on my own free will because I was so scared of the evil stepmother. Like,
oh,
I don't
really?
Know why she scared me so much. Yeah. I have a fear of, like, conflict. So I think to me, scariness is, like, somebody yelling at somebody, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
A lion killing his own brother, whatever. But then, like, an evil stepmother.
Whatever.
And an evil stepmother yelling. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
That's funny.
Do you think the movie holds up?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, I mean, to us it does.
Yeah.
Like,
do you think it would ever get canceled today? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything.
There's nothing.
I mean, I didn't see anything. Now, that doesn't mean there wasn't something in there.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
I was going to say, do you think this movie would be made today? And obviously they would because they're literally remaking it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes,
it was
I think it'd be made today.
I think it would too.
You know what? Here's
what
I'm nervous about with the reboot. I think part of why this movie was really good, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm an old person and anti-technology, but I think what a lot of these new movies, like reboots do, especially with Hocus Pocus 2, like we talked about last week, go listen to last week's episode if you guys haven't.
Yeah.
They focus so much on the kids having, like, a cell phone and, like, that being such a big plot point.
They showed Megan's phone one time, and she, like, left it in the room, because, like, Michael, like, screamed when he saw the little orb thing, and she, like, dropped it, and that was it.
Whereas, like, so, like, Hocus Pocus 2, I won't say, like, it was a huge thing with the cell phones, but it was so, like, oh, technology, like, it was so technology-based.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of these, like, kids' movies today... Like, the adult humor they're trying to go for isn't, like, funny innuendos. It's like, oh, haha, look at these kids on their phones. and, like, yeah. how the phones are going to end up playing some sort of, like, you know, in the new one, oh, the phone end up saving everybody because whatever. Yeah. Or, like, oh, kids, like, you had an experience without your phone. Like, I just feel like that's going to end up being something that happens in the reboot. Yeah. Or, like, it's going to be such a big deal that they don't have service, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
But, like, I feel like part of what's good is, like, it take, like, this movie takes you away from that. You don't even think about that the whole time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what movies should do. Like, I don't want to look at somebody on their phone in the movie. Sorry about that. Our call dropped.
My bad. That was my fault.
Yeah, it was.
I accidentally hung up.
Anyway, the point is, I have a feeling that the movie, the reboot's gonna, like, not focus a lot, but they're gonna try to make too many kids on their phone jokes.
Yeah, I think they do that a lot in the newer movies.
That's not funny. And I feel like they need younger people to start making these movies to not do that. Because it's like, I feel like the people who find that funny are people who are, like, over 45. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with being over 45.
But yeah, no. Yeah.
But maybe you don't need to be making a movie for a younger audience.
No, you're right.
We should become movie writers. Maybe we'll do a good job.
If only we could just easily do that.
If only I was creative. Yeah. Knew how to write a script.
Yeah, if only we were more involved with movie business.
If only we were just, like, better at things.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to become better.
That's really all I have to say about the movie. Did you say you had some, like, more questions for me? Or did I make
No, I said them when we went over
okay, the thing. Okay, okay.
You know what I didn't do, though, this week?
What?
I didn't do any trivia. And you know why? It's because we haven't done a movie in so long. I forgot that we do trivia.
You know, that's okay. I talked a lot about stuff that happened when the movie came out, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't do it, so.
Tell us if you actually like that approach.
Yeah, do you like trivia? I can't, I don't know.
We don't know, because you guys aren't leaving comments.
It's not a jab at you guys or anything, but if you would leave comments, we would know if you like the stuff you put out there.
Anyway, so...
What are we doing next week, Shannon?
Or in 2 weeks, because we're every
What
other,
are we doing in 2 weeks,
We're every Shannon. Other week now. We have to build the anticipation for our episodes more.
Yeah. That's your job, okay?
I know.
That's all I'm going to say.
I know. Well, we're going to do our first ever album review.
Yeah.
Of the new Taylor Swift album, Midnights. It's coming out next Friday, or, yeah, next week.
So we'll have a whole week to listen to it. Oh, no, wait.
Well, it's coming out this week, actually.
Yeah.
It's coming out.
It's coming out at, like, the end of this week, right?
Yes. By the time this podcast is it's coming out at the same exact time that this episode is out.
It's that this out. Episode is out. That the Haunted Mansion yes. episode is out.
It's coming out at the exact same time. Midnight today, I
so
guess.
So we'll have had a week. Well, actually, we probably won't have a week because we'll have to record sooner than later. But
well, we will, because we're releasing this episode in 2 weeks. So maybe we'll do a special episode early. I don't know. I'll announce it on the Instagram. Sorry, we're being very confusing.
Anyways, our next episode is gonna be about the
Midnight.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yeah, we're gonna talk about the Taylor Swift album. So, whether you're a Taylor Swift fan or not, highly encourage you to listen to the album so you can enjoy our review of it.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes doing an album review.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, we've never done one before.
Yeah. And I don't, I mean...
And I feel like if you don't like Taylor Swift, this might not be the episode for you.
Yeah, but this album also feels like it's going to be a different vibe than her normal albums.
Yes.
So maybe you'll like this album, you know?
True. She has changed genres so many times. I mean, who knows what's going to come
right,
out.
Right, exactly.
Could be a mixture of all of her genres.
And if it goes well, yeah. If it goes well, maybe we'll add album reviews to our... list of things that we'll do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about this episode. I'm a pretty big Swiftie, and you are also a
yeah.
Swift fan.
Yep. Maybe not as big as Shannon, but... Although, yeah. I will say, my top song last year was All Too Well.
Were you, like, depressed?
Well, it's funny because I remember when I sent that... I know, I remember when I sent that to you, said, are you okay? And I said, honestly, who knows?
My top song... I'm gonna look at it right... I don't remember... It was a Taylor Swift song, but I honestly cannot remember what it was. And I guess we could talk about this next week, but since you said yours, I'm gonna go ahead and look up mine.
I just remember that being my top one. And it wasn't even... She hadn't even come out with her Red album yet. Her re-released album. I know. So, I mean, this is me listening to All Too Well on her OG Red album. which is one of my favorites, but we can talk about, I guess, some, like, next week, whenever we do our next episode, we can talk about, we can talk about our favorites, least favorites, all that jazz.
So I'm looking at my story archives on Instagram, because I would have posted my Spotify Wrapped there, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think I did because I was embarrassed that this was my top song.
Why were you embarrassed? Oh, because you were sad.
I was just like, oh, this seems like bad.
This is funny. So my top four songs were all Taylor Swift.
Fair.
Cruel Summer was my number one.
Oh, interesting. Which is interesting. That's a good song, though.
Because I feel like Lover was, like, not my favorite album.
I thought Lover was one of your favorite albums.
It's probably in the middle of the pack for me.
Oh, I thought it was one of your favorites.
It's the middle of the pack, I would say. Okay. It also depends on my mood, you know?
Yeah.
It's actually interesting. My top four songs are all from different albums. So I had Cruel.
Dang, you were listening to her, Taylor Swift, whatever artist one.
Keep in mind, I got Spotify last year, and I had only had it for 6 months by the time this came out.
Oh my gosh, so you only listened to Taylor Swift.
I
will, to be fair, I think my top songs were also Taylor Swift ones.
Because
she had just released both of her albums. And you, like, have to listen to both of them. Like, there's no other, you know, you have to.
And y'all can consider this a preview for next week's episode, by the way. Our next episode.
Yeah.
Cruel Summer was my number one. And then there was Love Story, Taylor's version.
Interesting.
And then there was Begin Again. From the OG Red, because Red Taylor's version came out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then Peace from Folklore.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then randomly, my number five song was You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins, which I don't know why.
Interesting. I don't know what my top ones were. I don't even know how you can find that, but...
I also posted my top podcast, which I don't usually use Spotify to listen to podcasts. I usually use Apple Podcasts. But, yeah. Funnily enough, my number five podcast on Spotify was Chicks and Flicks.
Wow.
It wasn't number one because I usually listen to it on Apple Podcasts, so don't fight me. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, that's all we got for you. Where should they follow us at, Shannon?
Follow us on Instagram at chicks.in.flicks. Email us at chicksandflicks23@gmail.com. Please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it. And if you subscribe, you'll get notifications for new episodes. And it's Shannon and Bailey signing off.
Bye.